A Great Big World and Christina Aguilera at 98.3 The Coast, The Best Mix. I'm Zach East. Music news now on The Best Mix in the Morning Show, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits. Next week, Britney Spears will try to convince a judge to remove her father as conservator. She won't appear in person. Britney will link with the Los Angeles County Superior Court via Zoom. Despite pressure from the hashtag Free Britney crowd, she's focused on only one goal. That's for the court to appoint a new conservator. Britney has pledged that as long as Jamie Spears controls her life and finances, she effectively retired from showbiz. A source said, quote, Britney is able to do as she pleases within her own home, but whenever she wants to step foot outside, it immediately has to become a bigger conversation because lawyers and other people must get involved. Judge Brenda Penny revealed on Monday that the hearing will be conducted virtually. Britney and her lawyers won't be in the courtroom, nor will her father. They have not been on speaking terms for more than a year. Can you imagine Ed Sheeran as a musical theater geek? No need to imagine when you can see it in a newly unearthed video of a 15-year-old Ed in a high school production of Grease. Ed plays the part of burger-loving tough guy Roger, a character that didn't make it into the movie version. Omega Auctions shared a 3-minute montage of Ed's best moments from the show, including bits from the classic Summer Nights and also the solo song Mooning, which explains where his character picked up the nickname Rump. Auctioneer Paul Fairweather says the video is a great watch and we think it definitely gives a hint to Ed's star potential. Omega expects it to fetch between $5,000 and $10,000 when the hammer drops June 29th. And it looks like Madonna may be tweaking that biopic that she's been working on for the past couple of years. The material mom tweeted a photo of herself with screenwriter Aaron Wilson over the weekend, calling Wilson my favorite rhymes with witch. I mean, writer. She also added the hashtag screenplay, leading followers to think that Wilson, who's penned such screenplays as Secretary and The Girl on the Train, is on board for the project. Oscar winner Diablo Cody, who was Madge's favorite writer earlier this year, walked away from the biopic in April after repeated conflicts with Madonna. That's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.